The goats came to eat. And they didn't lose any time, says handler Brian Knox, who owns a company called Eco Goats.
They'll eat till midnight. So, and they'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and have something else to eat, too.
The historic Congressional Cemetery dates to 1807. While it's not officially connected to Congress, the graveyard is the final resting place for some 200 congressmen and their families. FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, composer John Philip Sousa, and even a circus performer who was killed by a tiger when in town. The ghosts are here to remove the overgrown thicket that blocks a view of the Anacostia River on one end of the property, says Paul Williams, president of the Association for the Preservation of the Historic Congressional Cemetery.
We brought in the goats because we have an invasive species problem in our wooded area, not in our burial area. But those vines tend to kill the big mature trees, and in turn the trees fall onto our historic headstones.
William says that goats are a more ecologically friendly alternative to removing the vines by hand cutting, chemicals, or heavy equipment.
Hey, goat! Woo! Come on!
Knox has 60 goats on the job.
So the perfect place to put a goat is where you don't have anything you want to save. And because they, you know, they're pretty indiscriminate. I refer to them as herbicide with legs.
The animals are confined behind electric and chain link fences to keep them off the actual burial ground, which is neatly mowed. Paul Williams says while the goats aggressively consume the vegetation nonstop, they are also attracting visitors.